Hello, you're listening to Apollo Bay Radio. My name's Brian. This is the Otway Health and Community Services Health Check. With me this afternoon, Deborah Chirasa, the Chief Executive Officer of Otway Health and Community Services. Hello, Deborah.
Hello, Brian.
Hayley Ansell, the Nurse Unit Manager. Good afternoon, Hayley.
Good afternoon, Brian.
And Tony Munditch, the MICA Team Manager. Good day to you, Tony.
Hello, Brian.
At this time of year, of course, we're all spending time in the sun one way or the other. Deborah, what's the general advice to people going out in the sun over the coming months?
Brian, we thought that because we are coming into the summer months, it was a good opportunity for us to start talking about what people need to be aware of and what they should be doing to look after their own health and well-being, but also those of their elderly, their children, and especially their babies and even their pets. Unfortunately, it's not just a single general message. There are so many aspects to looking after yourself during the hot weather, and we thought we'd touch on a few of the major ones today, which is why I brought Hayley and Tony along with me, because they both work at the hands-on in first-line responses to people that either present at the hospital or call the ambulance.
Can I ask you, what is heat stress? Hayley, perhaps you could tell us. What is it?
Well, like the causes of heat stress, it's like dehydration. So you need to make sure you really get a lot of fluids on board. Lack of airflow when you're working in hot or poorly ventilated areas. Exposure to the sun, especially between the hours of 11 and 3. Hot, crowded conditions. And obviously the bushfires and things like that. These are the many factors that cause, you know, heat stress and heat-related illnesses.
What are the symptoms? How could I tell if somebody with me has got heat stress?
You know, people are going to be hot and have dry skin, maybe pale, have a rapid heart rate, be a bit disorientated, delirium, they might faint, might have cramp, things like that feel pretty awful.
Yes, and there are other heat-related illnesses to do with heat stress. For instance, if I have an existing medical condition, the heat stress might exacerbate that. For instance, let's suppose I have a heart problem.
One of the things about if you have got a pre-existing condition, Brian, is that you may be on medications. And of course, heat can affect not only the medications, but because the heat's affecting you, it may affect the reaction that you're having to your normal medications. So yes, it's really important that if you are diagnosed with any sort of the chronic conditions like respiratory conditions or heart conditions or muscular conditions, that you need to be really aware of keeping your health in a good condition so that your medications can still work effectively for you.
I think another thing to remember too is that it's not necessarily just someone's pre-existing medical conditions. The elderly and the very young, they're just prone to heat stress because their capacity to take on significant change is not as good as older adults. So they're more at risk anyway from the get-go, and then that's just simply compounded further by any pre-existing medical conditions that they may or may not have. So the elderly and the very young need to take special precautions, especially if it's protracted over 2 or 3 days. One day we seem to get by okay, but certainly if warm weather is protracted over a few days, it can bring people unstuck.
Tony, let's go on then to talk about older people, but Deborah, part of the purpose of this program is, of course, to draw the public's attention to your services and to the related service of the ambulance.
That's absolutely right, Brian, and that's why it's really important for us and for the people in our Apollo Bay and surrounding area and district to understand that we work very closely with the ambulance service, and when the ambulance services may receive a call and attend to somebody that is quite unwell, of course they can then work in collaboration with the staff when they arrive at the hospital. If it's a true emergency, they arrive at the urgent care unit and will come in and be met by the nursing staff on duty, and then assessments will be made between the ambulance paramedics and the nursing staff in collaboration about contacting the doctors, and so therefore it goes on. But it's important for people to understand how and when to ring the appropriate services that are available, which is exactly why we wanted Tony to join us today, so we can make sure people understand when to call the ambulance and when to call the hospital.
Hey, let's say I'm on the beach, somebody's fainted. What's the appropriate thing to do?
I think as a normal port of call, when you look at something that happens in the public domain, like the beach example that you use, so if someone's had a sudden collapse and they're unsure as to, you know, what the cause is, then I think the wise thing to do is to call 000. The beauty of calling 000, 000 does a few things. Not only does it help to dispatch an ambulance and to dispatch the most appropriate type of ambulance resource, but it also allows the call taker to get some initial feedback as to the patient's condition, and also to be able to advise the person who's made the call about some pre-arrival instructions. So what I mean by that is that they're able to advise them about what first aid steps they should take whilst they're waiting for the ambulance. And if the ambulance is deemed not to be required, then, you know, they can be advised of that fact as well.
Shall we go on to prevention? Now, you mentioned older people, but
yep.
Just prevention generally, I guess drinking lots of water is one thing that would help.
Absolutely, and unfortunately, and my mum falls into this category. She'll have 10 or 12 cups of tea a day, and she's saying, well, that's ample fluid intake. Unfortunately, tea is a bit of a diuretic, so it actually can draw fluid off. So it's important when you're considering your fluid intake that you drink plenty of water, not necessarily tea and coffee. And that you take it easy, you know, so you don't spend the day in the garden. You know, you do the common sense stuff, like if you've got a fan, switch it on. If you've got an air conditioner, switch it on. Limit your activity. Stay cool. Stay well hydrated. Yeah, they're the main things that you know, we're looking for. And also keeping your energy levels up, because we often don't want to eat when it's warm. And it's important that, especially as we get a little bit older, that we maintain sufficient calories so that our bodies can do the things that they need to do.
And Brian, if you can't ask for the water yourself or get the glass of water yourself, like our children and our babies and our elderly people who may forget to drink regularly, we need to remind people. We need to make sure, it's such a simple message, but drinking water, as Tony said, is just so vital.
I just wanted to touch on something else on the prevention side. Really, it's just about thinking rationally and not leaving your children or anyone or pets or people in cars, things like that, you know, because as we all know, cars can become ovens really quick.
And kids at the beach, I dare say, are fairly high risk, aren't they?
Absolutely. And we've all heard of the slip, slop, slap slogans and the ads. So, you know, plenty of hydration and plenty of protection with sunscreens and, you know, clothing.
And also with the beach, the other obvious things are, you know, swim between the flags. And unfortunately, every year along the coast, we attend tragedies where people choose to swim in some amazing places. And you just think, why would you want to swim there? You know, there's no beach, there's rocks everywhere. So do the right thing, especially where you've got children, and make sure that you swim between the flags and you're in a supervised area. The other good thing to do too as a parent is that in a lot of the beaches along the coast, there are beach markers that are like on a yellow sign, and it's a good thing just to sort of look up and note where that beach marker is, because that beach marker can help in locating where you are should you have some sort of medical emergency on the beach.
You're talking specifically about older people. What would be your advice to, say, to me if my aged mother was living nearby alone?
Well, when you're listening to the news, or ABR, of course, local radio, and you hear that we are expecting much hotter days, or we know that the temperatures are going to rise, stop and take a moment and just make contact. Remember to reach out to people and remind them that it's going to be hot. Sometimes not everybody listens to the radio or knows what's going on. So yes, we need to remind simple things like reminding people, reminding them that they need to keep bottles of water in the fridge, make sure that they are aware where their medications are, and that if their medications, it's a good thing when people go to their doctor for regular checkups or to get prescriptions filled, or they're talking to the pharmacy, to just ask the general question, do I need to be mindful in hot weather about these tablets that I take, doc or pharmacist? Ask those sorts of questions. I loved what Tony was saying before about tea and coffee. We think that if we have regular cups of tea and coffee, we're keeping our fluids up. But in actual fact, we need to reduce the amount of caffeine and tannins in the teas, because, as Tony said, it has some interesting effects on our bodies. So Yes, exactly. Exactly. And we all think that if we have an extra glass of wine, it might just cool us down a bit. Not necessarily the truth. Perhaps a little bit personal, this next one, but people should take notice of the colour of their wee when they go to the toilet to urinate, to make sure that if it's looking particularly dark and small amounts, or even smells a bit strong, maybe they're not drinking enough water, because normal urine, when we have a wee, is straw coloured. It doesn't usually have a smell, and you usually have plenty of amount coming out. Yeah. So I think that's an important thing to remember.
Yes, and sometimes you just have to be a bit brave and actually give people that advice.
They'll take it from us nurses, won't they, Brian? Or even the paramedic.
Well, prevention's better than cure.
This is the Otway Health and Community Services Health Check with Deborah Chirasa, Hayley Antle and Tony Munditch. Hayley, summertime coming up in Apollo Bay, thousands of visitors, kids are off school, people are down for Christmas or whatever, it's party time. Let's just talk about general health and safety at this time of year.
As you know, like, it is the season, it's school holidays, so the town is going to it's going to expand by a lot. And really, it's about common sense. So alcohol, we'll have a lot to play over the festive season, so it's about being sensible with your alcohol. And we all know that sun and alcohol really doesn't, it's not really a good combination, you know. So just be sensible, and maybe in between those drinks have some water. It's always a good idea to, you know, follow it with some nice little water chasers.
It's an interesting thing. I've done this myself. It's just to cut down the alcohol consumption, to do that. And it's remarkable how little you miss the alcohol.
That's right. And also how much longer you're awake for, so you can enjoy yourself. But also, on a serious note too, with children, you know, children are going to be on the beach. They're going to be all over the place in Apollo Bay, not just the beach, but the bush areas and stuff like that. It's about being sensible. If you're on the beach, you've got little ones, babies, those little tents you can put up will help keep them in the shade, keep them cool, keep putting on the sunscreen. And keep checking, because, you know, they go in the water, they dry it off. So you need to keep reapplying.
Now, I know there are different brands and qualities of sunscreen, but just your general advice to parents who've got kids at the beach.
I'd go for the high stuff. I mean, you've got to go. A minimum, I think, is a minimum of factor 30.
Yeah.
Or maybe even higher these days.
Yeah.
And even if the sun's not out. It's still, you know, you still get burnt, and you can still get very, very sick with sunstroke.
Yeah, that's one thing we didn't know when I was a kid. We didn't know that you could get sunburned through the clouds.
That's right, and you can get sunburned in the water.
Yeah, off the reflection.
That's right, off the glare.
Yes.
And, you know, and I've seen some people, water, it's fatal. You get sunburnt, and with the salt, It's very, very painful.
Yeah. I think other two, we could do, or I could do 10 shows on children's health and safety. So we haven't got the time to cover everything. But things that I see that sometimes upset me are kids riding their bikes without a helmet. We're coming up to Christmas, so there'll be loads and loads of kids that'll have brand new bikes, brand new scooters, and no helmet. Can I please implore and ask parents that they make sure that their kids are wearing a stack hat when they're doing that? If you're going to take your kids out in the bush, and we've got some fantastic walks, please dress appropriately. If I had a dollar for every person, and a lot of them are overseas tourists, unfortunately, that's been bitten by a snake and they've been wearing thongs and shorts. So please dress appropriately for the conditions. If you're going to go into the bush, make sure you wear long pants. Make sure you wear boots that come up over your ankle. So give yourself a fighting chance if you're going to come across something like that. The whole thing in cars, you know, kids in cars, we need to be careful. So there's a stats here that tests were done by Ambulance Victoria some time ago, and they found that even on a 29-degree day, the inside of the car could reach 44 degrees within 10 minutes and a staggering 60 degrees within 20 minutes. This message has been done to death, but sadly it still continues to happen. Do not leave your children in the car. It doesn't need to be 30 degrees. It doesn't need to be 25 degrees. If you're going in, make sure that your kids go in with you.
Couldn't agree any more strongly, Brian. That is such a strong message. And talking to Tony recently, we were just lamenting that even after all the advertising and the campaigns that have been run about this leaving children, elderly people or pets in cars, the message is still not getting through.
I must admit, thankfully, it doesn't seem to happen a lot in Apollo Bay. So I think locally our people are getting the message. I think it's a message that maybe sometimes doesn't get through in some of the bigger metropolitan areas. But I think locally, thankfully, people are heeding the message. And, which is good.
And perhaps if people see a child in the car, they might intervene in a smaller town.
Yep.
That raises another question, Deborah, about travelling with children. Kids could probably get a bit stressed on a long summer journey in a car.
Again, we come back to making sure you've got plenty of water for them. Plan your trip so you can have regular stops. Let's face it, along the Great Ocean Road and some of the drives around this area, there is plenty of gorgeous places to stop and to take a rest. Make sure that you travel in times between meals so that when you have stopping for a meal break, that the children are nourished appropriately. Giving the kids lollies to keep them happy in the car while you're travelling is not necessarily always a good thing. And as an experienced woman travelling with children, always have a few spare towels and a few plastic bags in the back just in case a little one does happen to be sick.
This is Apollo Bay Radio, the Otway Health and Community Services Health Check. Christmas time, Deborah's a time when other health issues might arise.
Exactly, Brian. One of the things that us as health professionals are often alerted to, particularly at holiday times, Christmas, Easter, etc., is that there are people amongst us in our communities that have depression, mental health issues, may be alone, may have had some sadness during the year. And of course, these occasions often stir up memories of anniversaries or sad reflections. So I would really like to send out the message of, are you okay? Ask your mates, ask your family, ask each other, check on each other. I think it's a really important time. Christmas holidays aren't always happy for everyone, and I think we need to be aware of it. We want it to be happy as possible for as many people as possible. So I think it's a really important message at this time of the year to check up on each other and to just make sure everybody's feeling okay.
Sometimes it means you might have to be a little bit brave. So some of these things can be difficult to talk about. But, you know, I think it's important that where we need to be brave, we can be brave to make sure that that neighbour or that friend or that person that lives down the end of your street that you know doesn't get out much, that they are okay.
Yes. or a person who recently widowed or
exactly like right. That.
Yes.
So there are people around, like people can check up and find the numbers of Lifeline and some of the other fantastic community groups and associations that we know are available. Of course, the hospital's number is 5237 8500. They can ring if they're worried about somebody, or they, yourself, if you're feeling under the weather, can call us. So our message is that we want everybody to have a really happy festive season and, look out for each other and look after themselves.
All right, lots of good advice there. My name's Brian Dwyer. This is Apollo Bay Radio. This has been Otway Health and Community Services Health Check with Deborah Chirasa. Thanks for coming, Deborah, and when are you back?
We'll be back in the new year with lots and lots of stories and different things to talk about. Okay. And we just wanted to say thank you to ABR for working with us to help us get this show established. We're really, really chuffed at being associated with the local radio and being able to get our message out to the community. And everybody, be safe, be happy and healthy is my message.
And happy Christmas to you, Hayley, and to Tony, and we'll catch you in the new year.
You certainly will, Brian. So Merry Christmas, everybody.
No worries. Thanks, Brian. And I'd just quickly like to wish a Merry Christmas to all my fellow emergency service workers who work tirelessly throughout the holiday period, and especially here in Apollo Bay to the CFA, as they're a complete voluntary organisation and provide a fantastic service.
Good on you, Tony. This is Apollo Bay Radio.